Woe to those who are enacting harmful regulations. In the 10th chapter of Isaiah, the denunciation continues. Woe to those sons who are enacting harmful regulations and who, constantly writing, have written out sheer trouble in order to push away the lowly ones from a legal case and wrest away justice from the afflicted ones of my people, for the widows to become their spoil, and that they may plunder even the fatherless boys. God has always required the judges of his people to look after the welfare of the helpless and disadvantaged. God does not expect that they be given preferential treatment, just not neglected or taken advantage of or abused in any way. The obligation to do justice for the widows and fatherless boys was embedded in the law of Moses, and it is the prime requirement of true Christianity as well, according to James 1:27. Now consider the Watchtower Society. As the world has become more and more godless and corrupt in the past half century, Jehovah's Witnesses have also been afflicted from within by many acts of lawlessness, the most grievous of which has been numerous crimes committed against children. Only God knows exactly how many children of Jehovah's Witnesses have been victimized by sexual predators over the years, but the number has to be quite sizable relative to the number of Jehovah's Witnesses. Some years ago, the Silent Lambs organization revealed that Bethel kept a database of approximately 25,000 accused sexual offenders. No doubt many offenders have had multiple victims, and no doubt, too, many victims have never come forward for whatever reason. More disturbing, likely some predators have never been found out. But considering how common child abuse is within the organization, it is not out of the question that as many as 100,000 children have been abused over the past 30 or 40 years. That would likely be a conservative figure, considering that there are approximately 100,000 congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses around the world, an average of one victim per congregation over the years. That figure may well be comparable to the numbers of Israelite children who were cruelly sacrificed on the altars of Molech and Chemosh. Considering the deep feeling both Jehovah and Jesus have for the tender young souls, the rape and abuse of one child is one child too many. That tens of thousands of children have fallen victim within the Watchtower's supposed predator-free spiritual paradise is a matter that will at some point inevitably come before heaven's judicial review. But while the crimes committed against innocent children is bad enough, the sad truth is the Watchtower's policies for elders on how to handle accusations of child abuse has been a contributing factor in actually protecting pedophiles from exposure, thus recklessly endangering even more children to the depredations of pedophiles. Since the governing body of Jehovah's Witnesses and the various other individuals who are part of the Watchtower, Inc. institution exert absolute control over what is taught, as well as the policies and procedures governing all matters pertaining to the function of every congregation throughout the earth, ultimately, they are responsible for the crimes that have occurred on their watch. Expressed differently, it seems inconceivable that the Watchtower Society could be completely blame-free, considering they are responsible for writing the regulations that Christian elders are obligated to implement. Nevertheless, up until this very moment, the Watchtower Society has never publicly made any statement of apology or accepted any responsibility whatsoever for the policies it has required elders to enforce. The hypocrisy of their refusal, though, is manifest in the fact that behind closed doors, The Watchtower's lawyers have paid out millions to child abuse victims in order to avoid public exposure in open court. But public exposure and court scrutiny are really not what the leadership of the Watchtower ought to be concerned with. Ultimately, those put in charge of the master's house must answer to their master when he returns. That is why, after issuing the woe to those writing out harmful regulations that have shoved the afflicted one away from justice, God then asks, "And what will you men do at the day of being given attention and at the ruin when it comes from far away? Toward whom will you flee for assistance? And where will you leave your glory, except it be that one must bow down under the prisoners and the people keep falling under those who have been killed?" In view of all this, his anger has not turned back, but his hand is stretched out still. The Watchtower Society has indeed written out sheer trouble for itself.